Welcome to Tales from the Green Room, backstage conversations from popular music venues around the country, curated by Mount Tam Media. Listen in as host Dennis Trezullo and Mount Tam Media founder Tammy Larson dig up conversations with artists before and after shows in the exclusive confines of the Green Room.
Dennis.
Hello, Tammy. I like how you started it this time.
Yeah, got to flip it up, flip it around.
Got to mix it up a little bit. We get to introduce a podcast that has been much anticipated in our world and hopefully by some of our listeners. And that is, we're going to talk about and present Elliot Peck tonight.
Elliot Peck and Friends.
Elliot Peck and Friends. Elliot is just such a wonderful person, a wonderful artist, singer, guitar player, songwriter, and having known her from around the scene for quite some time, we were sort of waiting for the right time to pin her down for a Tales from the Green Room interview and to pull her into the Green Room, and we picked the perfect time to do it. It was at the Elliot Peck and Friends...
Sold out.
Sold out, that's right. Sold out Sweetwater Music Hall performance of her, or presentation of her record release, a record release party. Is that what they call it?
That's what they call it. And man, she took down the house. I mean, it was just burned down the house. What is it?
Yeah. Well, she brought the house down.
Maybe she that's brought the what house and she didn't burn anything. She everyone was just loving it.
Let's talk about the record Into the Pines.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just a wonderful record. You have to get it. You have to listen. You'll enjoy it thoroughly. But so what was fun about this is we got to speak with Elliot right before, a couple of hours before this performance. And she was admittedly slightly nervous, but very excited. And I so enjoyed talking to her at that moment. It was sweet. It was thoughtful. It was honest. I think you'll really enjoy that conversation. And of course, the plan then was to get some of the other folks that were playing with her that night, which we did. We'll talk about that in a second. And then to bring her in afterwards and really get into a deep dive into her career, what got her there to that evening. And Unfortunately, Elliot, and she disclosed this herself on Facebook a few weeks back, that she is enduring a sudden, unexpected health crisis.
Sad. This is really a tribute to her, because she's just such a wonderful person. Everyone loves her in the music scene and beyond. But we want her to get well.
Yeah, and I just I saw there was a little note on our Instagram page that said, Elliot, we have a little surprise coming from you in a couple of days. So, Elliot, this is it. And this is to draw all the love from this community and the healing powers that are everywhere we go. Mm-hmm. Everybody's talking about you and saying they're wishing you well, sending you love, health, good vibes, and saying hurry back. And we know you will be back soon. So in the meantime, people are going to get to enjoy this little ditty, hopefully, about your EP release party. EP also stands for... Elliot Peck.
Thank you, Elliot Peck. And also we had a chance to sit down with Graham Lush and Nathan Graham. Try saying that fast.
Yes, that's
and
right.
And also Bert Lewis, who happens to be Elliot's other half, partner. Oh,
also happens to be the bass player that night, but okay.
Yeah, that too. And that's funny. We're not going to give anything up about that.
Great fella. Love always chatting with Bert. And then Ross Eustace from the Jazz Mafia and his trumpet. What an addition he was.
Oh, man.
And some of the folks, Lebo, we didn't talk to him here. Of course, we talked to Lebo a lot, but why did I bring him up? Oh, some of the folks didn't even know, had not met him. Until
really?
That night. Yeah.
Wow.
And man, it was great. And Natalie Cressman was there as well.
Yeah.
It was a great, great night.
And then Jason Crosby did a flyby at the end of the interview with Graham.
That's right.
Yep. And Nathan. So yeah, you guys will love this. And we want you to, and we want you to go out then and listen to Elliot Peck, all of her music. This isn't her first rodeo. She's done some other wonderful original music in the past. And I had a chance to listen to a few of those songs before the interview. And, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's Elliot, you are the best. And please enjoy this tribute to you, just as we enjoyed your EP release party from backstage with Tales from the Green Room at Sweetwater Music Hall.
Oh, and I think I found it tonight. The show, the Sweetwater, it's on YouTube. You can go and watch the actual show that Dan Friedman filmed.
Oh God, yes. Please go see it. Well, as I recall, at the time, we came back home and Dan gave us the advance password.
By the way, Dan was the guy who does all the wonderful streaming in the back of Sweetwater.
Yes.
In the production room.
In the production room, which I call his room, and he shares it with us, which is wonderful. We've said that before. But he gave us the password and we watched that show afterwards, not once, but twice, and probably a few more times. So that'll give you a little idea of what it was like. But Elliot Peck, man, she's wonderful. Let's start out with listening to what she had to say to me before the show.
Sounds great.
Hello, Elliot Peck.
Hi, how are you, Dennis?
I am great. How are you tonight? I mean, that's the real question.
I'm great. I'm excited, a little nervous, full of energy, but it's going to be a great night tonight at Sweetwater. I'm really excited.
I was going to ask you if you were nervous, and I thought, nah, of course you have to be a little bit.
Well, you know, you put your name on the marquee, and it's a whole different story than when you're just one of the friends, you know?
That's you read my little notes.
Yeah.
Because you have been through so much, and with so much, you've been the friend.
Yeah.
One of the friends for so many. You've played with Phil, you've played with Bob, you've been at, I don't know, you've toured,
yeah.
You've been with Midnight North,
sure.
Lock-In, Hardly Strictly, you've opened for Bonnie Raitt, all these things.
All these things.
All these things, mm-hmm. Right? But what does it mean to you? And I think you already gave me a sneak preview of the answer.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to play at Sweetwater Music Hall and be on the marquee, so to speak? Not that they have one.
But yes, I think it's just a privilege, an absolute privilege. You know, you work so hard to do this job. It's not easy. You know, people look at it so, oh, it's so glamorous, so that's what you get to do for your life. But it's a labor of love. It's a lot of hard work. And you know, when you get to the point where you finish a project that means so much to you and that you've put so much time into, and then you get to put it out into the world, it's a wonderful feeling. And you know, I think the best part about it is you get to see all the people around you that support you really rise up and hold you up on that night, which is so exciting.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting yourself out there. That's the thing, right?
You definitely are. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm with you on the glamour, because, you know, we've been behind the scenes here for a couple of years, and man, it is tough
it
duty.
It is tough, and it's gotten tougher, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Tough duty. The music mm-hmm. industry, the mm-hmm. whole the business of it.
All of it.
And we talked as you were walking in here tonight. Looks like it's going to be a pretty crowded room.
Yes, we've sold some tickets, which I'm pretty happy about.
And we might be pushing a sellout crowd.
We're working our way there.
I mean, what would that mean to you to sell out the Sweetwater?
Yeah, that would be really monumental. You know, that would mean a lot, and just show that, you know, people really still care about our local artists and the work that they're doing. You know, and I think that speaks a lot to the Bay Area and how, you know, supportive people are.
It's not easy to do.
No.
Let me just tell mm-hmm. whoever's listening, it is not easy to do. We've come here through many bands with big name and they don't sell it out.
Yeah.
And it's tough to get 150 people in the room sometimes.
It is.
So kudos to you for knocking on the door.
Thank you.
And talk about the Bay Area scene, because that is just, I have to ask, and mm-hmm. we're at Sweetwater, so obviously it's meaningful to be here, this iconic place. I assume you feel a little bit of the vibe when you're in here.
Absolutely.
All right, Terrapin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Terrapin because we've had we've interviewed so many folks that have described the whole experience with Phil and at Terrapin as either a college or a camp. I mean, Reed Mathis said it was like camp. Danny Luring said I was in college.
Yeah.
What did all that mean to you? And when you, just a couple of words on it, because I want to talk about the record. But
yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that, you know, that was such a place, a breeding ground for so many of us. A lot of people there had already had great careers, and they're coming in with that knowledge. But, you know, everybody was kind of like on an equal playing field when we played there, you know, especially the bar scene. It was like any given night, you know, you could be on stage with a handful of people. You know, some of those guys play arenas, and yet they're treating you just like, you know, you're on their level, and which ultimately makes you rise to their level. And I think that's what, you know, that's what happened, is everybody got really good because we were learning from the best, we were playing with the best, and we were getting the opportunity to do it night after night after night. And you know, there's no stopping you when you get that kind of opportunity to do that. So I just feel so lucky. I was in the right place at the right time.
You were, and you made the most of it. You're running with it, as is proven by tonight. You know, I was thinking about that too, just what you said. There were so many folks that came in that were already established musicians, the Luther Dickinsons, Andrews Osborne, Chris Robinson,
Jackie Green,
right? That whole crew.
Sure.
And then Phil was bringing in whomever else he could, like the Stanley Jordans of the world. But then there was this whole crew of what I'll call youngsters.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And he melded that together.
He did.
And now it's, he's passed it on.
That's right.
I mean, it's not over for him either, but the whole thing is passing on. And, and you're right in the middle of that.
Yeah. And I mean, look at the music that was spawned from that. I mean, everything that we do, everything I put out or work toward, there's no way to avoid the Terrapin influence. You know, the guy that recorded my record, I met there, the people that recorded on the record, the people I'm playing with tonight, you know, everybody's a direct link in some way to that place. And so, you know, I won't stop saying how grateful I am to have been there and been part of it.
All roads lead to Terrapin, or all roads lead from
so
Terrapin.
Special.
Yeah. Okay. So I think in the midst of all that, we're going to talk to you at length in the future to do about your history and how you got here and how you got to Terrapin.
Yeah.
But I think possibly lost in the midst of all of that greatness and the what was happening at Terrapin is Elliot Peck, the songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
You've been writing songs for a long time.
A long time.
Tell me how long.
Yeah, I was just thinking back. I'm like, I remember standing up in front of my third grade class, like presenting a song and being like, what is what am I thinking, you know? But I don't know, just I always had a little bug in me to do that. You know, I love language, I love literature, I love writing and poetry, and I love music. And my grandmother was an incredible musician. She was the church organist. She was an incredible harmony singer. And so, you know, I started just kind of watching and observing, and at some point thinking, well, I can do that. And I think, you know, honestly, like writing songs is, I just think it's the most incredible expression of yourself. And songs are just such mysteries. And songwriting is such a mystery because, you know, you think you get a couple good ones and you think, oh, well, I know how to do this now. And no, you don't.
Just
sometimes it comes, sometimes it doesn't. So you just keep persevering and hopefully, you know, with hard work, hopefully you keep generating things that mean something to people.
And they
also touch them.
Yeah. And they could mean something, or they will mean something different to everybody.
That's such a good point. You know, and I was telling some of that the other day. I'm like, you know, one of my own songs teach me things, and they teach me things at different points in my life. Like the lyrics will be the same, but the meaning will change depending on what point of your life you're in, right?
That's right.
So it's always just such a fascinating thing. It's such a mystery, and I think that's why I keep chasing it.
Keep doing it. Don't stop. All right. Well, let's talk about tonight because it's an EP release.
Yes.
Party.
EP's EP, if you will.
Yes. EP's EP. Oh, I saw that somewhere. Did you do a hashtag that says EPD? I was wondering what that meant.
I
now
had to.
I know.
Well, I joke about it because my sister's initials are LP, so we always laughed as kids because my dad was a big vinyl collector.
Okay. Well, you're the EP person.
Yeah, exactly.
Knock them out. Although you do have a prior record that has about 11 songs.
I have an
songs.
LP. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's right. Yep.
But let's talk about In the Pines.
Yeah. Let's talk
about In the Pines. So four songs?
It's got four songs on it. That's right. You know, we just finished putting out a Midnight North record, and I write a lot for Midnight North as well. So, you know, sometimes it's like I'll release a fresh batch of songs with with my band,
yes,
and then say, okay, now what's left? You know, what do I have for me? And it's fun because I get to kind of dig through stuff that, you know, maybe I didn't present to the band for one reason or another. And that I felt like was more of a representation of just my solo work and my personal work.
All right. So you have, along those lines, you have three originals. And let's talk first about the cover.
Yeah.
Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? Dolly Parton.
Yes. Dolly Parton recorded that, a couple different versions of it, actually. And the one that lands with me most is the one she did with Chet Atkins.
Yes.
And it's this incredible, playful moment, you know, where it's almost like they, you know, somebody pushed the record button but didn't tell them. And they're just like living it up in the studio, having a good time, and they're joking and they're laughing, and she's correcting him like in the middle of the song. It's just really sweet. And, but their talent, oh my gosh, it's just, it's incredible. And then I did a little research on the song. She wrote it, you know, she wrote the whole thing. And I admire her so much because she did write so much of her material. And I don't know, that one just struck a chord with me. And I thought, you know, this would be a real fun one to try.
Kind of nice to throw one down that's a cover, right?
Exactly,
especially from someone like her.
Yep.
And Chet Atkins produced one of the records, I believe.
Not
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I did my little research.
Oh,
too.
Nice. Very good. Very good.
My research too. Okay, so then the originals. One of them I know was co-written by Graham.
Yeah,
Lush?
Well, Graham had a hand in it. Absolutely, yeah. As he does with most of my work in general. We, mm-hmm. you know, we collaborate on so many things. The one with Graham also was kind of a co-write with Chris Jacobs.
Chris Jacobs, right?
And I don't know if you've had him here at Sweetwater, but man, is he fantastic East Coast
Baltimore
player. Yeah. And wow, he's kind of got it all. It's like unfair, you know, he's got the songwriting, the voice, and the ability to play monster guitar. I mean, the guy's just
how did you meet him?
Yeah. So, you know, we tour a lot on the East Coast and we do well out there. It's a great market for us. We have a lot of fun and we keep kind of hitting the East Coast a couple times a year. And yeah, we just end up crossing paths and ended up on a run with them.
Okay.
And, you know, made friendships. And yeah, it actually happened during the pandemic. I was working on something and it was a great time to get people to collaborate with you because nobody was doing anything.
What else are you going
to
do?
Right. So I hit him up and said, you know, I got this verse and chorus. I'd love to, you know, hear what your thoughts are on it. And he wrote some incredible stuff back, another verse and another pre-chorus and kind of, helped shape the song into what it is.
And that's Row of the River.
That's Row of the River. Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about the other two.
Yeah. So the other one's called In the Pines. And again, that kind of like started during the pandemic, but I finished it later. Did a couple different versions of this. It ended up being a little softer. It started off as kind of more of a rock song and now it's a little gentler and more breezy. And I don't know, that was the vibe in the studio that day. And you never know, you never know what form the song wants to take till you get in there with the players and see where it goes. And that's how this one ended up. And I'm really happy with it.
One more?
Yeah. Oh. One more called In the Sand. And that I use a lot of nature elements in my writing.
I noticed.
I grew up in the country. It's part of me and I see it everywhere. So that one is kind of a, I don't know, kind of a sad tale of like a love loss and going from one part of the country to another. But as many of us experienced, you know, and yeah, it ended up being quite beautiful. And we added some pedal steel to both that and the In the Pines track, or I'm sorry, and Row the River track, which Adam Bowers, a local guy that's just fantastic. And I don't know, the pedal steel to me is like the glue. It just made those songs come together. So I'm really happy with it.
Are we going to hear Lebo in the pedal steel tonight?
That's right. Mm-hmm. How lucky are we?
A little sneak preview.
That's right. Yeah.
So, and they'll probably take a little form of their own tonight too with these players.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Every time you play them, they're different, you know, and that's what's so fun about music, you know, it's like, God. It's never the same.
I just can't wait.
Yeah.
You get me excited.
It's going to be.
Are you getting more comfortable now that you're talking about it?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
And I know that your previous record, and we'll talk about that another time in more depth, but you wrote all 11 of those songs you wrote.
Yeah, I think there's there's one Lucinda Williams cover on there, but okay. all the rest are mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's it like collaborating versus doing it on your own?
Like as a songwriter with other songwriters? Yeah. You know, when you're doing it on your own, it's like you just have all the all the freedom, right? You can decide, you know, how everything goes, and you don't have to really please anybody else. It's just, it's kind of for you. You know, you hope other people connect to it, but it ultimately is your own expression of where you are.
Which is kind of nice,
right? It is. Yeah. It's really freeing and really fun.
I'm going to tell you, Tammy, who couldn't make it early tonight, she'll be our co-host.
Oh, nice.
And she will be here later, but she is wrapped up by Leave Me by the Sea.
Oh, cool.
Leave Me by the Sea. That just connected with her.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's going to talk to you about that.
Very good.
Maybe in the future. But,
okay.
All right. Let's talk. You got to get ready.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the band tonight.
Band.
We mentioned the Lebo. We can go on and on about all of them.
But, I know. Each one of them is like, you know, we were joking because we did a Jason Crosby and Friends show here, I don't know, maybe 8 months ago or so. And we were saying, you know, how fun it is to be in a band where like everybody could be the leader and, you know, we could take turns. And so that kind of spawned the idea for me to do my show here. And I thought, well, let's grab some of these guys and do it again. And, you know,
I remember that show was reminding me, it had a Terrapin vibe to it. That
absolutely.
Night, I remember.
And yeah. I mean, I think we're all just trying to recreate that in other spaces. And we're so lucky to have the Sweetwater because it is, you know, it has that same characteristic of being, you know, just a place where musical expression is completely welcomed, you know. You may trip up a couple times and nobody cares. They want you to take chances. They want you to
absolutely,
you know, do what you do. And so that's just, it's so lovely to have that audience, you know, and that kind of support from them.
No judgment.
No
judgment. Yeah, in fact, encouragement in
whatever you do.
And then, of course, Graham.
Yes, Graham Lesh.
Your bandmate.
My bandmate and, a dear friend for so long.
And speaking of dear friends, Bert Lewis.
Yeah. Yes, my boyfriend.
Very dear friend, Bert Lewis.
Yep.
And good to see him tonight.
Definitely,
And I just, how great is that to perform with him?
Oh, it's so wonderful. Yeah. And he's outstanding. I mean, he's such a precise player, just really learns the songs inside and out. And I always feel like, okay, he's solid.
He's solid. You're good. You already knew that, though.
Yep.
And of course, Nathan is the drummer from...
He's a drummer from Midnight North,
Nathan Graham.
Nathan Graham, exactly. And he's from Philly, but just one of my favorite players. I mean, I'm so lucky that he's my regular bandmate. But he, you know, when I hear him outside of the band in other projects, I'm always astounded by his knowledge of music and how he can morph and, you know, really just like embrace any different style that he takes on. It's incredible.
And how great to have such familiarity holding you down tonight,
That's a big part of it, right? You've got your core team there, and that just supports you all the way through.
And then, a little bit outside the core, Natalie Pressman.
Natalie and I have gotten to know each other through some of those IGE trips where we took time overseas to play for people in Portugal, and she's just a wonderful human being and one of the most talented people I've come across, and feel so lucky that she wants to do the show tonight.
Me too.
So she's, you know, not only playing trumpet, but she's learned a lot of the harmony parts for a lot of my songs, which I've had other women record on records, like Amy Helm and Allison Russell, but she's taken on those parts tonight. And oh my gosh, it's going to be like, I call her the fairy dust on top of the, on top of the songs. 'Cause she's just stunning.
That is going to be fab. And then while we're talking about at Horns, so to speak, Ross Eustace.
Yeah, Ross is fantastic. Yeah. I came across Ross. We were doing a Lebo show, and Lebo had hired him for the horn section, and I was so impressed with his playing and his knowledge, his ability to work on the fly. So I think tonight he's just going to shine, and yeah, we're going to have quite a team.
And he's got that jazz.
Oh my gosh,
the jazz influence, huh?
Totally.
SF Jazz, Jazz Mafia.
Yep,
is it?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. SF Jazz works with
the jazz. Man, the jazz influence is prevalent, isn't it?
It is.
In the music around this area.
And I think it's important. It's a, you know, it infuses that style into, you know, our more traditional country and folk kind of music, you know, and it gives it something different. It, you know, your ear might not know what it is that you're hearing, but I'm not even as versed, you know, to talk about it because it's so complicated and such smart music.
Yeah,
but when you hear it, you know, and you have this emotional reaction to it. And so I think that's why it's so.
That's neat.
Yeah.
It allows for some improv too, right?
Totally. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do the improv. You've been kind enough to come to our Music Heals International shows mm-hmm. and appear, which has been amazing.
Enjoyed those very much.
And this year we went a little bit offbeat and had Christian McBride.
Nice.
Which was, talking about the jazz influence.
Yeah, he's amazing.
And the way that melded with sort of the Americana folk was amazing.
Oh, that's so cool. Cool.
I'm gonna look for some of that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so you know, I've seen you in the past. I saw you with the China Dolls, I think it was, and mm-hmm. I felt, wow, look at Elliot there, kind of leading the charge. You seem like you're leading that. I don't know that you were supposed to be or not, but you were doing it. But tonight you are for sure.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You are for sure.
Here we go.
And this is so awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah, I'm so grateful that I get to do it. It's gonna be a fun night. And I have the best team possible. So
you sure do. We talked about them. Okay, I'm gonna let you go.
Great.
Because you have a lot to do.
So much to do.
Yeah. Thank you for sitting down with us. And
definitely.
I'm looking forward to following up. And we'll grab some folks tonight if it's convenient for
them. Send them your way.
And they'll say something about you.
Oh. Sounds like a plan. Right, well, thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
And let's do this again.
Let's do it again.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Well, you know, she was so great because we had some possible technical difficulties while we were doing it. And she emailed me the next day to say, Dennis, did we get that? Did we get it?
Oh,
and
thank God.
We did, thankfully, because that would have been tragic had we not gotten that. But next, then, popped into the green room or to our production room next to the green room was Nathan Graham and Graham Lesh. And that is a tongue twister, isn't it?
It really is.
But those two folks, of course, are her bandmates at Midnight North, and they're in tribute to her on the road as we speak now, headed back east. I think they might be, I know they're playing this weekend, but it doesn't matter because this will be released at a different time. But I can tell you that they're carrying on at the insistence of Elliot. She wanted them to carry on. They're going to do it as Graham Lesh and Friends. They're touring with Midnight North. And these two guys know a lot about her. And we're more than happy to say a word or two about their dear friend, Elliot. Nathan Graham Lesh.
Yes.
Welcome to Tales from the Green Room.
Yes.
Wow.
You're in the green room at Sweetwater before Elliot Peck's Elliot and Friends show.
Big show.
Big show.
Big day.
Right. Normally, Elliot is the friend, right? I mean,
or one of,
one of the friends tonight.
It is definitely cool to, have her be the one focus of the whole thing.
The one.
What do you guys think about that? Besides it being cool.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about
Elliot. Well, I mean, to like really dig deep, we're playing a lot of songs that we don't play with Midnight North. Cool covers. Obviously, this show is kind of to celebrate Elliot's new music too, which is really great. So that's new music we haven't played. I don't know. It's it is cool.
Have you listened to a lot of the old music? Well, obviously, the stuff that you're playing, you have. But
yeah.
Okay.
No, all of Elliot's solo stuff is that what you're asking about. Yeah, yeah. It's fantastic. I mean, and the new stuff I'm on some of.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's cool.
You co-wrote one of the songs, correct? You think?
I was in the rehearsal room. I don't know if she credited me, but
She said,
I'm not sure if I deserve it, but I was just being like, this sounds good, this doesn't, but same as Bert and Sean Nelson and some of our other buds that were on the record.
That's very modest and kind of you.
Put that microphone up to
you.
Oh, there you go. You're telling them.
Oh, I got it.
talking to the mic.
You know, before he goes, before he says anything, though, Dennis was out of town this week, and I was working on a bunch of administrative stuff, and I knew we were going to be interviewing her, so I just started listening to the music, and like one of her songs, "Leave Me by the Sea."
Yeah,
I was just, I don't know what it was. It just like grabbed me, and I listened to it over and over, and I don't do that often.
Yeah,
but there was just something about it, and then I started reading a little bit more, and she's, you know, from the Midwest, which you know, I love those Midwest girls.
She told me earlier in the earlier interview that she does a lot of nature songs, which I was thinking about that because in the pines and
in the sand
and all that. But so how was the sound? We just heard from Paul Winston that the sound check was off the hook. What do you have to say about that, Graham?
I would say it was off the hook. Sounded great.
Yeah,
we're like he was saying, we're playing a lot of these songs that we don't get to play often, so just special excitement.
Yeah,
but also we're learning them. So running them, and when they work out, that soundcheck is fantastic.
And then you're playing the other stuff again on Sunday. Don't people always are like, is that recording? Is
no,
that
no,
recording?
No.
Don't get distracted.
Don't worry about where my eyes go. I like gadgets. So.
Yeah, we were at Terrapin, Daydream. It was Pete Sears. They kept, what's going on? Is that true?
Yeah.
He did. And it was recording.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, actually tonight when we started, Elliot gave me some good advice because it was, you know, glitching. She goes, just unplug it and turn it back on again.
Turn it off, turn it back on.
You know that one. Yeah. I thought that was just
us. Against the wall.
Against the wall.
Fixes things.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you have tonight, you have a little jazz influence too, right? With, gosh, what is
his
name?
Oh, no, don't.
No, I got Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ross Eustace. All right, yeah.
Yeah. Have either of you played with him before?
No.
I have not. I just met him tonight.
Same.
He's standing right next to me up by the kit, and he sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see, to hear the jazz influence. I'm not even sure when it'll show up, but I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I mean, the songs on the set list, there's some blues and some funk and I guess some jazz all in there too. But yeah, I mean, seeing Ross and Natalie too. As like a unit is really cool.
She should have had some vocals.
I've seen Natalie as a unit with a lot of different players actually, and it's gonna be great.
That's so awesome,
Graham. How did you meet Elliot?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's like a long story.
That's all right. We got a minute.
Yeah.
Show's not till 9.
Well, no, it's fun. I met Connor, the bass player for Midnight North, through. Who he and Elliot go way back in the Midwest. And I met Connor through my college band needed a bass player. And he answered a Craigslist ad, actually. And that band then sort of like blew up not long after. And me and Connor and our drummer at the time.
Blew up as in got famous?
Yeah. You haven't heard of us?
Yeah,
we were called Mumford & Sons.
No. Yeah.
It was our singer, you know, left and she was doing other things. And so me and Connor and the drummer were just kind of jamming, and that became Midnight North. And we met Elliot through Connor, and she was kind of like there when we were rehearsing a couple times, and she's like, I've got these songs, and I only had like 5 songs at the time, and she had 5 songs, and we're like, what if we just learned all those songs?
Yeah.
And it's like, it was like a Graham EP and an Elliot EP smushed together, and that became the first Midnight North record.
That's so cool. It kind of reminds me of when we were just recently interviewing Reed, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, he just so, in fact, he was just like, you know, I wouldn't know any of these people. I wouldn't know. And he just like named everybody, you know, if it hadn't been for, you know, coming together.
Terrapin. Well, with us, what was lucky is that Terrapin was, my folks were starting Terrapin right as this band was sort of starting to rehearse. I think one of our first shows was at Terrapin. Maybe it was at somewhere like the Elbow Room in San Francisco or, you know, something really tiny. But we got to, you know, kind of grow up as a band. And then Eric, our first drummer, he moved away, and we met Nathan not that long after, and it was just cool. And like Reed was talking about, just the connections that we immediately had with Midnight North and with everything else we were doing at Terrapin was just crazy. It's just like all of a sudden we know Tim and Nikki, and then through them we know Lebo and Scott Law, and then we know Jason Crosby, he just moved here, you know. It's like all these things kind of just happened so quickly but so naturally. It was cool.
I mean, just
absolutely.
I don't know how many other venues, you know, that are iconic, you know, because obviously Terrapin became iconic, you know, continue on, you know, almost without you.
Without the four walls.
It's sort of like you don't even have a choice, you know, so this will go on. So it's been really cool. Yeah.
It's interesting because when I first went to Terrapin from the beginning, I had this, and I know you're from Marin. You know, I raised my kids in Marin and you're probably a few years older than them, but I thought, oh, this is just you know, Graham and Brian's friend, Elliot. You know, that's what I thought.
We had met maybe less than a year before Terrapin opened. Most of our relationship has just been Midnight North. And
So Midnight North has been around that long. Was that 10 years?
We went by Graham Lesh and Friends for about a year. And then actually right when we put out the first album, that was, we kind of like changed the name to Midnight North.
What does that mean? I mean, well, you know.
We were throwing out all kinds of names. I mean, names suck. Coming up with band names suck.
The Grateful Dead.
Nathan was not there at that point.
I was coming up with bandmates.
And bandmates maybe too.
But we, with Midnight North, we just like had all these, you know, it reads well. It
does.
It sounds phonetically not terrible. And then I kind of had this flash of a clock face and a compass, both at midnight and, you know, pointing north. It's like, I didn't come up with the name, but I like, I had the image.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's when I heard the name.
You have that image. Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It just flashed in my head. And so I was like, well, why don't we do that one of the like, you know, 15, probably 14 other terrible ones.
I was going to say that they're crappy names. I get the image of a train for some reason.
Midnight North?
I don't know. We're going to hear the song Midnight Train to Georgia.
Really?
Tonight?
Is that
Are we not?
Which, by the way, I got to really, work on those back.
Well, maybe.
Oh, that's so cool.
Anyway,
Bert learned that bass line. And he was like, nope, we're playing this. I learned this. We're going to play it. I think it was maybe a little wobbly whether it was going to make the final set list. It sounded good.
That's a song, though, that you can just totally make your own, right? It's just like that whole vibe, right?
Whatever Elliot you're feeling. Definitely will.
Yeah. I mean, well, her voice, you know, I think that's something I don't think I was aware of, like, because I hadn't listened to her with headphones and full blast. And it was, she's had a beautiful voice. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, listen, it is not easy, as you guys know this, to right now with all that's going on, all the music, all the choices people have to sell out the Sweetwater.
Yeah.
Really is not easy. I mean, 300 people, not easy.
Yeah.
And she's knocking on the door of that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You guys will be playing for a full house.
Oh, I'm sure.
Without question. And, you know, kudos to her.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're proud of her. We're going to have a little.
Totally.
I think
we are very proud of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Glad
yeah.
to be here.
Yeah, we
as Andrew Erickson would say, proud of you.
Proud of you.
Yeah, we wanted to keep this. This is an Elliot night, you know, and so, but, you know, we'd love to get back with all of you guys about everything else, but it's,
Totally. And she deserves it so much. Everyone here is going to have a great time listening to the show.
Paul Winston, who usually is around here, you know, he's the first to say if it's not a good sound check, so.
Yeah.
What did he say tonight?
He said, oh my God, that was the best sound check I've ever heard.
Oh, good.
Did you miss that?
I did miss that.
Well, ironically,
he didn't miss the sound check.
Just missed the comment.
You just missed Paul.
Just the comment. You know, Jason Crosby played here with Jason Crosby and Friends. I don't know if you were with that or
like
not.
Like a year ago?
Yeah, less than a year, I want to say. Probably about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. With Elliot and Alex.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I guess you were.
I was at the show. I didn't play.
Oh, wait, we were standing back.
We were standing with you and Claire in the back. Yeah. Well, that night felt a lot like Terrapin. You know, even though we're at Sweetwater, had that vibe, and
it was
all the regulars.
Okay.
You know,
it's okay. Maria needs to take on some of that.
Absolutely,
as much as she can. And they're different. And I think Maria also has a little surprise for Elliot afterwards.
Oh, good.
She does?
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're all invited.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it her birthday?
No, it's just she's doing her show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We celebrate a lot of birthdays after the show. So
yeah. So yeah. All right. So Nathan, you're gonna get the final word on Elliot Peck.
Elliot Peck. If you're out there in Radio Land, just want to say we're really proud of you and glad to be here at your sold out show at the Sweetwater.
Sold out show.
The final
Check
word.
Check out the new EP.
Yes.
EP's
record, EP. In the Pines.
In the Pines. Mm-hmm.
On all the everywhere. All the streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And if you check on the credits, you will see Graham Lesh's name, but don't take that so serious on that one song, according to the man himself. It is there, by the way. Yeah. So
cool.
You're going to get credit. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for
building up Elliot. Thanks for supporting her.
Yes.
And thanks for being
here
tonight.
Thank you all for being here tonight and supporting too.
We love it.
It's awesome
to archive all this stuff.
Yeah.
Can you tell enough tales from
the winner?
One tale.
Well, we're going to get more from you.
Yeah. This isn't it.
But
one tale that came up tonight is that, Ross found out that Bert is Elliot's boyfriend. That was tonight. Revealed right here on this couch.
Live
on, on the
ice.
Yes. How about it?
I didn't know that either.
Elliot must be pretty bummed.
You might have known that.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't get our Crosby fly.
I know.
No.
We thought we'd get a Jason Crosby.
Usually it's Barry Sless. He's always around. I'm like, where? Barry Sless
is
everywhere.
Yeah,
he
is always.
And so he always looks like he's been on vacation for like 6 months.
He probably has been.
He probably
has. Yeah, that's right. Crosby has an ulterior motive. He wants to do it on his own.
Okay. Mm. We'll send him your way.
Yeah.
Just
really focus, dig deep,
and
focus on Jason.
Coming up, speaking of Terrapin, the family band.
What on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to go back
Ross and Alex and Jason and me.
I would love that.
Nikki and Scott.
We could probably do our part two of our podcast and come in there.
Yeah.
Talk about it. That would be perfect.
We didn't
wrap
it up. We missed having you at the Guild
for
the
Midnight North
like a month ago.
Yeah.
Where
that's all right. We'll do this a week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it off air.
We'll do the whole circuit with you guys.
It'd
with
be every so great.
Band that we're all a part of.
Yeah. You know, it would be good to do that because of the way we set up the first Terrapin one, Kevin Ross and all those guys, and Nikki could kind of close it out.
So. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So true.
That's good.
Yeah. It's almost like now we're having a hard time when we're editing. Like, which clip do we? There's so many good clips. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. How we do?
But thank you guys for being here, and thank you. Oh, go we've got a flyby. Come on, Jason Crosby. Okay.
Crosby's cutting in.
Manifestation.
This is all we really need to do is to hear you, Jason Crosby, who has been a feature on our podcast in the past.
He
has his own episode.
You have an episode?
Well, he shared it with Luther Dickinson, I believe. I think that's not bad.
Crosby's cutting in.
I mean, let's just cut to the chase. Elliot Peck. Frickin' Peck.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about your thoughts.
Elliot, she's not the friend tonight. You're the friend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Elliot's such a good friend and such a good person. And it's awesome to be able to celebrate her and her new EP. And just, I love celebrating Elliot and Midnight North, like, and have for years, like, ever since I moved here. Like, it's been like the decade.
Yeah.
Right? My goodness.
Might even be 11.
Since I met Graham and met the whole Terrapin crew. I think it was like 2012. And so soon it'll be like.
That'll be 11.
Wow.
Whoa. Gosh, that seems so.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's just a beautiful evolution, you know, of the time gone by, and just happy to be here for her and everyone.
Yeah. What can you say?
That was a good cut in.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Do we have any tales? Do you have any Elliot tales?
or even tales with you? I mean, there must be some tale. Like, come on. Like, your time together, there must be.
Jason has the most tales.
Whoa. Oh.
of all types.
Well, it's not really a tale. It's more of a fond memory I have. I think it was like the Ain't Necessarily Dead Festival or something, like near like Auburn or Sacramento or something.
Okay.
It was a hot day and I think I was playing with another band, but you guys were playing when I was like loading in and Elliot was singing and I was like, these guys are fucking awesome. I think it was the first time I heard you guys like on a big PA outside, and I was just like,
hey. That was probably like 10 years ago too.
Yeah. But it's like kind of my early like memories of like Midnight North and Elliot, and like I think it was like after that Elliot and I hung out and like did some playing of our own and just, you know, hanging at her place or my place and just getting to connect.
That's so cool.
How cool is it to be here tonight doing this with her?
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. Yeah. And all these tunes that we're gonna do are like, they're such a great mix of tunes from her early record and her new stuff and just some like super choice covers.
Yeah.
Beautiful to walk into today. I missed rehearsal yesterday, so I was feeling a little behind.
You don't need to rehearse.
That's our practice.
I think you'll be all right.
Right on.
There's a lot of anticipation.
All right, that's your flyby.
That's your flyby.
All right, guys. World class flyby, because we were done. Yeah. All right, guys.
We were going to send you in for a solo feature.
We accused you of it yourself. We accused you of wanting to be doing this on your own, but we were wrong. Right on. All right, guys.
Great show.
I'll let you go back. Good chatting with you. Let's perpetuate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Enjoy.
Can't wait for the show.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
Enjoy that.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity. All the singing, dancing, clap their hands. Just because a record has root, don't make it in the groove. Put the deal right away and let it A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. They can feel
guys. Welcome to Tales from the Green Room.
Oh, well, thanks for
having
us.
Here in adjacent green room, the production room, which is really the Dan Friedman room, but he doesn't like us to
mention his name.
Hey, Dan. You guys have a nice system.
But Bert Lewis.
That's me.
How are you, brother?
I'm doing very well.
Welcome. And Ross Eustace.
Yep.
Correct?
That's me.
All right. You guys are the friends tonight.
Okay.
The you know, friends. I got a lot of friends jokes growing up with my name. So,
oh, but
I don't know if you know.
Ross. Yes. Yes.
That was you slid that one in there.
I slipped it in. This is all about the, you know, Elliot Peck and friends. And Elliot has been a friend or one of the friends throughout her career. And we're used to that. But tonight she got to grab her own friends, starting with one of her best friends, so to speak. Bert.
I'm really honored that she asked me to be a part of this. There's a million great bass players in the Bay Area, and she's played with a ton of them. So for her to ask me to come join this great lineup, I'm just really honored.
Yeah. I mean, she's thrilled to play with you tonight. I mean, so, you know, we tease because Elliot is your girlfriend.
That's right.
Is that okay to say?
That's okay to
say. We're supposed to check that out beforehand. But
this is actually news to me.
I thought it might be.
Is that right?
Oh, look at that. Yeah, we just met Ross today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
About an hour ago.
All right. So I hope I didn't break anything, but I will say that Elliot mentioned it. I mean, I knew, of course, but I wanted to be respectful. So yeah. So what's that like, playing with your gal?
It's really cool, actually. You know, sometimes when we're at home, we jam a little bit. We kick tunes around. She does a lot of her own writing, but it's really neat. It's cool to watch her. And, you know, as a bass player, I'm usually in the back. So I literally get to just like watch what's happening. And it's wonderful to watch her do her thing. And what's really cool is, you know, sometimes being a fly on the wall at home and hearing her kind of toying with words or song melodies and then hearing them on stage and sometimes getting to record them with her, like some of the tunes that we'll do tonight. So it's very cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
And it's cool hearing you talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, because, and we were talking earlier when we spoke and I said, how comfortable is it to have your, you know, holding down this band with somebody as familiar and as good as you are. She paid you a lot of compliments as a bass player. And she wasn't just blowing smoke.
Very kind of everybody.
Because I know that too. I've seen you play enough. So Ross, now that we broke the news to you, does that change it for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to find another gig.
This nepotism.
No.
So tell us about how you got involved, how you met.
Yeah,
Elliot.
Originally, I mean, so Lebo hit me up, and I did a number of shows with some projects he put together, including Lebo and Friends, and there was a tribute to the band that happened. We did a couple of those shows and Ellie was part of that. And so I got to know her originally through that. And, you know, I think in the same spirit, Lebo and Friends, like it just feels like a hang on stage,
right?
And such good vibes. And, you know, you get calls for stuff and, you know, sometimes like, you know, that was cool, whatever, you know. But I think immediately with Lebo and with Elliot and with the whole crew that they put together, Reed Mathis was a part of that. Natalie was on the first one. I just like felt right at home with them and they were super welcoming and obviously they, you know, take care of the music, but like really great vibes, really great people, really great humans, you know. And so that's, you know, when Ellie hit me, I was like, of course. Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
There was no question.
Yeah.
No question. So you have a jazz influence, so to speak.
Yeah. I was raised on it and that's sort of where I'm coming from. But, you know, you play all kinds of music and you stay open to it. And yeah, this has been it's like a different kind of challenge. But there's a lot of music that in some cases, you know, Elliot's written some music, like some horn parts, and we're playing that, and it's awesome. And then some of this music is just like iconic horn band. He's like, if you're a horn player, you gotta know this stuff. And like we're playing certain. It was like, do we need to rehearse this? Well, we all know. It was like, but we all want to like rehearse it a bit because like, you know, we love this. You know,
exactly.
These like lines are so iconic that it just feels good to play them.
And the jazz kind of opens it. The jazz influence kind of opens it up for some improv, right? I mean,
oh,
I think
100%. Jazz is the original jam band.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah. Right, Bert?
That's how I feel.
Yeah, we were talking, Ross and I, about Christian McBride, who I got to meet a few weeks ago playing here.
Yeah,
and him playing with Lebo that night. I think Lebo was flying high that night just from playing with him.
I can't imagine how awesome that would have been.
You should have been here.
I was out of town.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have been, but I was out of town.
Because all the great bass players of the Bay here, including you, a lot of them were here to enjoy it, and they all had their mouths open. Angeline Saris was up front and just...
Yeah, I imagine it was incredible.
You know that album Super Bass? You ever listen to that record?
Yeah.
Super Bass 1 and 2. I think they did two of them. But that was Christian McBride, John Clayton, and Ray Brown. Bass trio. Doesn't get better
bass
than that.
Bass trio. Wow.
Stuff.
Yeah, we had Sam Grisman came up and played with them. So they did a little... duo.
Very cool.
Together, which is really cool. Yeah. So next time, we're going to make sure.
Next time, Bert, I'll be there.
You got to be there to witness that. So Elliot, tonight, being the lead,
How do you think she's going to handle that one, Bert?
I think she's going to do a smashing job. I know she's a little nervous and, you know, just all the little things. She's used to being hired into bands and you know, doing the other side of it. So I think she'll do a wonderful job, though, you know, from what I've seen and other times that I've seen her lead her own thing. It just seems like a natural thing for her.
And you mentioned you've been privy to some of the songwriting.
A little bit, yeah. So every so often I'll hear things coming from different parts of the house. And then I was really lucky this time around that she actually asked me to come into the studio to record a couple of them with her. So,
oh, very nice. Yeah. So tell us about the record.
Well, it's four songs. She recorded, I can't remember exactly. I think she might have recorded all of them with some people on the East Coast. She kept some of those recordings, and then she wanted to do some more recordings out here with different players in a different band. So I think there's an amalgamation of that actually on the EP. But it's cool. It's wonderful. I really, really like the new songs.
And I love how she chose the Dolly Parton tune. Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?
Yeah, yeah. Originally, well, Dolly has a couple versions of it, but this one's based on her version with Chet Atkins. And yeah, it's stunning.
We're going to hear it tonight. Of course we are.
We're going to hear it tonight. And I think it sounded really good during the sound check.
It's it's a EP release party. So of course. And you know, what was kind of funny is she's got the hashtag EP.
Elliot, right? Peck's EP. It also stands for something else.
Tell me that, because I thought it might. It
stands for Extra Pickles.
Oh, is that what happens when you go to...
She loves pickles. Extra pickles.
See what we learn? Huh?
I love pickles too. Who doesn't?
That's two things you learned tonight, Ross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have pickles on the dinner menu here?
You know, I didn't see it on the menu, but you know, there's burgers, so there's got to be pickles.
There's got to be pickles, you know. You guys just met tonight?
We just met as soon as you walked in for soundcheck.
Yeah, we were doing the normal, just like mail, talking shop, you know, sports, you know, stuff like that.
Did I hear a little Buffalo Bill talk over there?
Yeah, you did. I'm from Buffalo. I know. So, yeah. Bills.
I know. I've been lamenting with you this year about their season because it hasn't been what was expected.
But no, not at all. But that's kind of the Buffalo way.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
We'll see what happens.
That's true. How about you, Ross? You got a team?
I grew up in Seattle. We were talking about how the Seattle Supersonics were robbed by Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Was playing tonight, I saw.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah. I think they're going to lose to the Warriors. So, you know.
Jeff Kemp.
That's good.
So least. You stick it to him, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Also, I think a fellow sufferer when it comes to sports for the most part.
Yeah.
Not a lot of success up in Seattle.
Well, you beat the hell out of the Niners for several years.
Yeah.
So, but that's flipping back, I guess. So what do you guys have coming up personally in your music lives?
Oh, gee. I'm not sure. Not a whole lot in the present moment. I've got a few things lined up for the early in 2024, but just playing around with different groups.
Very good.
Yeah. The usual stuff around the Bay Area. Stuff.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, we talked about the Terrapin thing with Elliot and how that was. We talked to Reed Mathis here about a month ago. He described it as a camp.
The summer festival?
No, just not even the summer festival. Just the 10 years of Terrapin.
Oh, God. Yeah. What a time. That was what brought me here to California.
It is. So tell me about that.
As soon as it opened, I came out here like the third week it had opened, and I just wanted to see what it was. I wanted to be a part of it. I wanted to experience it. And as soon as I did, I knew that I had to move here. I knew that I had to come here. And that was my whole goal, was to move to California and play at Terrapin Crossroads. And I ended up doing that. You know, I ended up playing in the bar and selling out shows with other bands. And so like to get to do that was amazing. I accomplished my goal, and everything else besides that since then has just been gravy.
That's dreams fantastic. Dreams come true.
Dreams do come true.
And then you have to, they do. Once you've achieved a dream, you know, you need to step up the dream. The goals have to get more and more lofty and, you know, shoot for the moon.
Yeah, it's not like, what are you doing coming up? What's your next dream? It's that's the real question.
Exactly.
Yeah. Did you play at Terrapin, Ross?
You know, I never did. I've heard great experience. Stories about it, but yeah.
Well, tonight, I think you're going to get a taste of what it was like. Don't you think, Ross? Bert?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, there's a lot of Terrapin regulars that are in this lineup, and I'm certain that this crowd will be loaded with tons of the regulars and the people that we've all come to know and love over the years. And so we're all excited for that.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, it's not easy to sell out Sweetwater or any club these days. You know how it is. Mm-hmm. There are advanced tickets knocking on the door of a sellout tonight. And I think that's awesome.
I'm super excited for Elliot and, the band. And, you know, there's no shortage of amazing music happening any given night in the Bay Area, including tonight. We're so happy that we're in the situation we're in.
Yeah. Well, we're happy that you guys are here. I'm glad you guys met.
Yeah, us too.
the first of many.
Yeah, we still got a whole show to go tonight.
The first of many. Right on, guys. All right, thanks for visiting. Any last words about Elliot? Come on. Are we looking for some dirt?
I don't have any dirt to dish out, but just I'm so happy for her and this release show. I'm so excited to be a part of it. We have so many amazing musicians and just can't wait to be celebrating with the crowd and everyone.
All love and respect. Everybody should go check out the actual recording too. You know, come for the show, check it out live, but support with the recorded music too.
Yeah, because I think it'll be out there on Artist Connection tonight. Yeah. So you can activate it later. So right on, guys. Okay.
Thanks. Cheers.
Off to dinner.
All right. To dinner.
Cheers. All right. Thanks.
All of history's carried on the human voice. Now I am listening carefully, tuning out the noise. The roots are deep, and the forest can't be shaken. The mountain is steep, and there's a road that can't be taken. Who do we find that we are in life when the world stops?
Thanks for listening to Tales from the Green Room, a presentation of Mount Tam Media. You can hear more spontaneous stories from the secluded confines of green rooms on our next episode. To experience all Mount Tam Media productions, including the Woman Are Smarter podcast, log on to mounttammedia.com. We'll see you at the next show.